From WFIT, this is Todd Kennedy with Sound Waves, and I am pleased to welcome 23 Trees into our studio here. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Todd.
I know it's been a little while since we've had you in our studio here. We did a session, I guess it's been a couple years in our old studio there, so this is a major upgrade here.
Definitely. Looking great in here. We're stoked to be here.
Yeah. So you have just released a new CD called In the Middle. I know you guys have been working on it for a long time. And there's a CD release party?
Yeah, this weekend.
On Saturday?
Saturday from noon to 6.
At Captain Hiram's?
That's right.
So you got the CD like up and going now. And what kind of responses have you been getting recently here?
I think we've been pretty happy with the response, you know, from the locals, from the community. Everybody's digging it. Everybody's grooving on it. It's a big step, I think we all agree, from our last album. And we were blessed to have our buddy Andrew Walker do the recording and post-production. And we think it came out great.
Yeah, no, it does sound great. It's a great sounding record and everything. So why don't we hear a song from the new album from 23 Trees called In the Middle?
Right in the middle is where I stay.
the title track for the new album from 23 Trees called In the Middle. A little grittier on that song, right? One of the more upbeat rocking ones from the new album?
That's right, Todd. Yeah, try to add a little edge.
Yeah.
Bring something new.
This is your second album, and the first one was pretty much a self-produced one, pretty low-key, but this one you've definitely stepped it up a little bit, and you have some special guests on this new one as well?
Yeah, we were able to get some great friends on this album, along with Andrew Walker on percussion. We also had one of the founding members of the band, Steve Sumi, who was there for since our first gig, going on 10 years now. Steve Sumi, big shout-out, our lead guitar player when we can get him. He comes out, he's like our big gun, comes out on the big events and stuff. And also our sister, me and Aaron's sister, Amanda, one of our two sisters, she's a great vocalist, and we were happy to have her on two of the tracks as well. We also were very blessed to have Bonnie Staples. She really made the track Fly Away. We were looking for someone else other than our sister, obviously, because it's a love song, so we had to get somebody, and there was nobody we could get better than Bonnie. She had just an amazing, smooth, beautiful voice, and she wrote her own lyrics to her part, which was incredible. So we were very thankful for Bonnie Staples. Big shout out, Bonnie.
We have 23 Trees in our studio here with Adam Azar on guitar and vocals and Aaron Azar on bass and Mike Longman on drums. They have just released their new album called In the Middle. And there's going to be a CD release party this Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, I suppose, along with the Lights Out Project at Captain Hiram's down south there. So should be a really big turnout for you.
For sure. Yeah, big shout out to Jason Noon and the Lights Out Project.
You've been playing around town here for a long time, right? You just said 10 years, huh?
Yeah, we did our first big show down at the SBI in June of 06. So this June 2016 will be 10 years. We're pretty stoked. We're going to celebrate, have a big show coming up this summer, so look out for that.
Yeah. Now, when you guys started, you know, there's always been like reggae bands on the Space Coast here and everything, but sort of when you started in the early 2000s, there wasn't a whole lot of like, you know, rock reggae fusion bands. Now there's a whole bunch of them, but it kind of seems like you guys are like the granddads of like reggae rock fusion.
I wouldn't say that to make you sound old. No, I wouldn't say that. You know, we kind of got into the genre, I think, at its very early starts, and we kind of, you know, stayed local, and I think throughout our time as a band, a lot of bands playing the same genre have kind of come into fruition. And the genre kind of itself has come into fruition in that the American reggae scene, you know, you've got coastal areas producing a lot of reggae and island sounding groups. And it's really cool. So we were kind of coming up in the same time a lot of these bands were.
Yeah. And just the sound just sounds really good on the beach, hanging out, you know, checking the waves and things like that. So let's hear another track from the new 23 Trees album called In the Middle. You want to set it up? What song we have?
Cute. All right, this next one will mellow it out a little bit. This one's called Soon You'll Rise, and this usually features our sister Amanda, so shout out to Amanda. She's not here.
Don't ever hang your head low, no, no. Soon you'll rise, yes you will. You're gonna rise to a new day. And when you think it's the end, you can always start again. Yes you can, yes you can. When the rain is falling down, let it rain, just let it rain. Wash away your worry. When it rains, steady wash away your sorrow. Yeah, the sunny days, they're gonna come for you. They'll come for you. When it rains, just let it wash away your worries. Don't worry, don't worry. It's gonna come for you. A brand new. Yeah. your sorrow, oh yeah. Sunny days, they're gonna come for you, come for you.
Another track from 23 Trees here live at WFIT with Adam Azar on guitar and vocals and Aaron Azar on bass and Mike Longman on drums. Now, you guys grew up in Melbourne Beach, right?
That's right.
Is that where you guys met?
Big shout out, Melbourne Beach. Love and respect to all our locals, everybody on the Barrier Island, and really everybody in Brevard County. You know, the whole county showed us love. We've been, you know, gigging a lot all around the county and, you know, up and down the coast, been to Panama City. We've done some South Florida gigs, but we really got a lot of love for Brevard County, so I want to give it up to everybody who's been supporting us over the years.
Well said, yeah. Is that where you guys met, in Melbourne Beach?
Yeah.
Well, you met Mike. You've met your brother. I guess you've seen him around the house,
yeah,
and things
Mikey
like that.
Mike doesn't have a mic on him right now. Mike doesn't have a mic. So
he's the quiet one.
I'm gonna throw the story out that he always says. We met up jamming at house parties, you know, and me and Aaron always played music together. And then me and Mike met at a couple house parties, started rocking it out. He was on the hand drum and I was on the acoustic guitar. And we were like, hey, you know, we should play some music here. So we got connected with bro Aaron and put it together, and the rest is history.
And 10 years later, you're still rocking.
That's right. Yeah.
And they are getting set to release their new CD called In the Middle, and a big CD release party this Saturday at Captain Hiram's, along with other good friends of ours. The Lights Out Project should be a rockin' night here. And the title of In the Middle, what exactly does that mean? Is there a theme to that?
Yeah, you know, if you listen to the words, simple yet true and to the point, you know, it's relating to people who feel like they're in the middle of a lot of extremes, or in the middle of a lot of obstacles, or extreme highs, extreme lows, extreme poverty, extreme wealth, extreme health, extreme sickness. You know, we live in a time where there's such polar opposites, and you know, here in America, and us particularly in our lives, it's kind of like explaining how we feel, where we are, looking out at the world.
Yeah, well said. We have 23 Trees in our studio here, and let's hear another song from the new CD.
All right, Todd, this is the one you like to play, so big respect to you and thank you. This one's called One Grain of Sand.
We'll be right back. but don't y'all know that I'll be back one day. Drifted in upon the cool breeze of the palm trees, yes, and I made my way upstairs. Oh, when the tide, it goes low, I'll be washed away again, but don't y'all know that I'll be back one day. I'll be back to say that I'm just one grain of sand, and I'm drifting around this. Just one little grain of sand. Well, I drifted in with the trade winds when they blew me in, and I made my way upstate across the FL. And when the tide goes low, I'll be washed again. But don't y'all know that I'll be back one day. I'll be back to say that I'm just one grain of sand, and I'm drifting around this world. I'm trying to make my way, oh, I'm trying to make my way home. But when it's high and goes low, I'll be washed away again. But don't y'all know that I'll be back one day. Watch it, but I might go to Asia and China and Japan, Thailand and Vietnam, and I might go to Africa, say Zimbabwe, Botswana, Peru, Bolivia too, Colombia, Costa, Panama, Nicaragua, Barbados, yeah, Puerto Rico, Cuba, BBIs, Jamaica, Jamaica, and I'm right back to FLUSA.
Yeah, man, one grain of sand from 23 trees from their new CD called In the Middle. And doing shout outs to me gets you everywhere every time. And I got to tell you, I do listen to that song when I go and check the waves before I go surfing. I blast that song in my car. So see, it works.
That's right, brother.
And I notice another somewhat famous surfer from Cocoa Beach, Kelly Slater, is friends of yours on Facebook. I see he's following you.
Yeah, I don't know if we're particularly a favorite in that respect. I know he's got a lot of friends. So we're happy to be somewhat affiliated with the surf scene. We've done shows for Surf Rider. Definitely big shout out to Kelly and all the pros out there. I don't know if we're directly affiliated with them at all, but you know, we've done a lot of surf benefits. We do things for the Barrier Island Center, and you know, we try to give back to the surf community.
Yeah, and you give back to the community. I mean, all sorts of benefits for people in need and organizations and things like that.
We've done a bunch of cancer benefits. You know, we try to do nonprofit shows whenever we can to give back.
Right. Now that makes it really special. And 23 Trees is going to have a CD release party this Saturday night at Captain Hiram's, along with the Lights Out Project. It should be a pretty fun time.
Yeah, 12 to 6 actually during the day this Saturday.
Okay.
February 6th.
All right. And we have time for one last song here. So you want to hit it up one more time?
Yeah. This next one is called Fountain of Youth.
We have 23 Trees at WFIT. We've been listening to 23 Trees at WFIT's Performance Studio. That's Fountain of Youth, another track from their new CD called In the Middle. And no matter what Aaron says, you do not sound like Pink Floyd.
Maybe just a little bit.
Maybe Pink Floyd of Jamaica.
There you go. I'll take that.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for performing today. We have Adam Azar on guitar and vocals, Aaron Azar on bass, and Mike Longman on drums. They're known as 23 Trees. Thank you so much for playing today.
All love, brother. Thank you, Todd.